Welcome to the Game 2019 podcast series. In the government marketing arena, mapping the customer journey and focusing heavily on the overall customer experience can help any industry member jumpstart their overall marketing efforts. At the upcoming Game conference, this will be a core learning focus at the event. And today we have the pleasure of speaking with Tracy Moon, Chief Marketing Officer at Veriden, who will be leading discussions and providing hands-on training around this topic at Game 2019. And Tracy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. It's great to have you. And let's start at a high level. Let's talk about mapping the customer journey in the government space, why it's important, and also how does government differ from the enterprise side in this regard?
Yeah, sure. I think that's a great question. So one of the things that's going to happen at the GAIN conference that the audience is going to hear, they're going to hear about a lot about customer experience and how you can set the vision for customer experience. And there is a lot involved in that, which that would take us several days to go through. But at a high level, the person that will be introducing that concept before me, she's going to talk a lot about how the government is starting to adopt customer experience, and that in private industry and commercial, this has been happening for a while, right? You can think of any consumer brand that you use, whether it's your bank or Uber or what have you, that has been focused on the holistic customer experience for a long time. What has started to happen is that citizens are demanding from the government and agency to agency, people are getting used to that type of access and consideration from the service or the brand that they're going after. So as this is moving into the government space, I think there's a lot, not just from those of us as citizens that are getting services from the government, but also from one agency to another that are made up of citizens, right? How do you give me what I need? How easy is it to get? Where can I find the information? What's my journey like when I engage with you? And how does that come out? So the main difference between commercial and government is that commercial, you know, when I work in both the commercial sector and also work with buyers from government, in the commercial sector, we are very focused on how marketing, customer experience, the journey, how you execute on the journey impacts growth and revenue. That is our primary driver. It's what we report on. When you look in the government space, I think the measurement's just a little bit different and the motivations are different. It's not always about the revenue you're bringing in, because if it's services you're providing from an agency or an agency to agency, hand off something that like GSA markets to other agencies, things like that, the measurements and the motivations are different. So when you walk through the journey, you really have to be focused on what is it that I'm providing. It probably isn't a dollar or something that people are paying for all the time, but it may be educational. And so quantifying that at each stage of the journey is just, it's remarkably different than in the commercial sector. So I'd say that's the primary difference that I've noticed in working with both groups.
That's a great answer there, Tracy. And I'm going to go off script a little bit too. And also something I've noticed throughout the government buyer's journey as well, like a lot of industry members often forget that the government buyer is also a human being. You know, they are a person, they are a decision maker. We often think of that differently in the enterprise and definitely in the consumer space. So I think it's just kind of interesting to remind ourselves that they are people too, and they can be influenced by the right messaging at the right time in their journey, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I mean, we tend to, as marketers, sometimes you get stuck in that thinking the person on the other end is a robot following a, you know, set of rules based on the journey that you want to force them through. But in reality, you really have to put yourself in their shoes and realize that that person has a job to do too, and understand what their motivations are, what do they need at different points in time. And the closer you can align with that, the better off you're going to be. And that has everything to do with your messaging, the ease with which they can get information, when you provide certain types of information. And the more helpful you can be, it really comes down to how helpful can you be, right, at each stage of the journey. So I agree with you. It's all about people. And we sometimes forget that. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So let's dive in real quick and tell us a little bit more about the hands-on training that you're going to be providing at GAIN 2019.
Okay, sure. So again, I mentioned that the kickoff at GAIN is going to be a lot about customer experience and that vision. What I'm going to do to follow that up is, obviously, customer experience only comes alive when the boots hit the ground, right? How do you operationalize that vision and start to turn it into a marketing and sales program, let's say, or a a marketing and services program, whatever organization you're part of and whoever your, you know, buyer or customer set or the audience you're trying to reach, whoever that is, the journey needs to be mapped out. Like I said, you need to put yourself in their shoes. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to spell out for people how you facilitate that within your organization, because it doesn't just come from marketers, right? We don't sit in a dark room and create the journey by ourselves. You really have to facilitate this conversation across the organization, across different functions, and get their input so that you can get as much insight about the customer and what they need at each point in time, which I keep saying. So the journey is a series of phases. And then I'm going to walk people through what are all of the pieces and parts that you need to think through to be able to map this out. And then where do you go from there, right? You've got your journey, you map it out on a whiteboard, you create this, you know, beautiful slide that I'm going to give to everybody in this handbook. But then how do you make that come alive later, right? It doesn't happen overnight. It's an iterative process. And we're going to talk a lot about that. And so the outcome from GAIN will be not only will I walk people through this, but there's going to be handouts and resources and downloads that they can go to so that people can walk out of that room feeling like, okay, I know what I need to do. I can take action on this.
Outstanding. That's awesome. I can't wait to see that and also see the handouts that you're going to be sharing at the event. And if you don't mind, do you have any examples of where you have mapped the customer journey and outcomes at Veradin, whether on government or enterprise side?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when I started this exercise, it really, what started me on this customer journey process and really following it in a more disciplined way was the dawn of marketing automation, right? A lot of things became possible that weren't possible before. When people started going online for most of their information, when mobile phones were everywhere and everyone can access everything at any time that they want, this became more important. So I've probably been actively using the journey for, I want to say, if I'm going to be honest, maybe the last 6 to 8 years. So, you know, before everything was very manual. And while we might have planned it out that way, you couldn't make it come alive the way you can with tech. So when I joined Veradin as their CMO, you know, as a small startup company, we were acquired recently by FireEye, so we're now part of a bigger organization. But when you walk into a small software company like Veradin, you often find that there are lots of things going on. They're in startup mode, right? Things are being created. It's a sales-driven organization. Most of the customer experience is happening on the ground with the field sales. There isn't a top-down, hey, what's our brand? What do we mean? What are we trying to, you know, what's the journey we're trying to walk people through? So the first thing that I like to do, and it helps me get to know the organization, is I whip out my customer journey map. And it allows me to bring the sales team, the customer service organization, even operations together and look at what is it that we're trying to achieve here? What is that feeling that we want the customer to walk away with? And how are we going to execute on it so that we are impacting growth? And when people see it, it's hard to explain it on this because it is a very visual exercise. But the way that it made me successful at Veradin was that it broke down those silos that people are working in and really had people focus on, hey, we want to make sure that when I hand off from marketing to sales, that the things I was promising on the website and in my blogs and on my podcasts, that experience and the tone that I was putting out there in the brand, that's what they're going to experience through the sales process, right? They're going to get the same type of people with the, you know, integrity of the brand that we've set. And then when that handoff from sales and they close as a customer and that gets handoff to customer service, that the documents they receive, the expectation setting, their continued journey with Veradin and, you know, retention as a customer and then hopefully an advocate for the company, that all stays true to the brand, that we continue to deliver on that brand promise. And that is how I've used it here. I would say that the Veradin experience has probably been my most successful because you work out the kinks over the years and you get better at it as you use it. And now you can see that we've really been tightening our processes from that awareness stage in marketing all the way through to turning customers into advocates. I don't want to call it the end of the journey, but that's the final phase, I'll say. You know, people can remain in that for a long time, which is where customer lifetime value comes in.
Wow. Excellent. So, excellent. Yeah, great overview there. So here's the shameless gain plug, but love to hear outside of your awesome presentation that we look forward to. Why are you excited to attend GAIN? For me, I love it. I call it like it's Christmas time this time of year. It gets all of our peers together, all of the friends that I've worked with, clients, former clients, everybody's in one room, and it's great networking, and I always learn a lot, but I would love to hear your take on what you hope to get out of it.
Right. I'd say, you know what? I'd echo that for sure, what you just said, Matt. I think also I'm excited because number one, it's, you know, at this stage in my career and in my life and what have you, I just love sharing what I've got, right? Things that have been helpful to me and helped me be successful in my career. I don't have all the answers, but I think I've got some that are going to be helpful to people. And I like sharing a process. I like giving people something at a conference that they can walk away from and really feel like it's actionable. So that's what I'm most excited about. I get all, you know, I nerd out on that stuff. So I love it. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to GAIN. This will be my first time actually being at GAIN. So I'll look forward to meeting all you veterans there.
Well, it's a lot of fun. That's great. And Tracy, we really appreciate your insights today. And again, really look forward to your presentation. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
You know, I don't think so. I think everyone just, you know, come enjoy yourselves, share. I hope everybody shares their knowledge too, because even though I'm fortunate enough to have been invited to stand on the stage, like I said, it doesn't mean I have all the answers. And I think everybody's looking forward to learning from each other. So that would be the only thing I'd add.
That's perfect. That's perfect. What a great way to end this podcast. And also, don't miss out on attending GAIN 2019, which is taking place on November 12th at the Fairview Park Marriott in Falls Church, Virginia, from 8 a.m. And it wraps up at 4 p.m. with the ever popular happy hour, which I always look forward to. Be sure to check out thegainconference.com. Once again, that is thegainconference.com. And Tracy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you again for having me.